Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm coming back this year in Survivor with a vengeance, bro. Sean Barber, I'm calling you out. P. Sweeney, Nate. Josh Klingler, I'm calling you out. I'm back better than ever in Survivor this year. This is my year. I can feel it, Rob. I really can feel it this year. I know you can't feel it, but I feel it this year. Sean Barber actually texted me during the break and said, pick it up. So I got to get back on my broadcaster stuff. I don't know what we were doing the last hour, but you know what? I'm back focused. I'm teasing. I'm in and out of breaks. I'm getting back to the fundamentals this hour, Rob. I let people down the last hour. I'm not going to do it again. You can't let 1 hour turn into two here. You got to regroup, refocus. I'm here telling you that I'm focused when it comes to Survivor. I don't think I've ever understood the NFL better than I do right now.
You're going to beat Mitchell Schwartz? He's in it this year. Just
he doesn't know anything about the NFL. Why are you? What is it a big deal that he's in this? What does he know about the league? What does Mitchell Schwartz know about the NFL? He doesn't know anything about it. He has extensive knowledge of this game that I do? No, he doesn't. So I'm not worried about Mitchell Schwartz. He'll be out by week five. Lions don't concern themselves with sheep. And that's what he is. He's a sheep. Him and Sean Barber, Dana Hughes, all of them. Sheep is what they are. I'm here to dominate in Survivor this year. I'm not going to do a lot of talking. I'm humble. I let other people do the talking for me. But I'm telling you, if you bet against me in Survivor this year, it's a losing bet. Put all your chips in the middle of the table on Carrington.
I'm just psyched because it's a show. We're going to do the best. You might be carrying the most weight, but I'll be there. I'm a great Chad Henne.
This Survivor isn't an us thing.
You're telling me when it's you and me in the final, we're not going to be like, hey, the other shows are dumb?
This isn't an us thing. This is a...
Boy, that team player talk went out the window fast.
This is an individual competition. You know what you are? You're like those teams in the Big 12. You're like those bad teams in the SEC. I'm Alabama. You're Vanderbilt. You don't get to claim conference superiority because we won the national championship. No, Alabama won the national championship. So, no, I'm not. You're not get to ride my coattails for my success in Survivor this year, you sicko.
Fine. I'll be Kyle Kuzma, and the rest of the Survivor League is like the Pro-Am. I'm coming.
Okay.
Gonna drop 67 on you guys.
Somebody said, can you tell me how to block Cody? Yeah. I'm with you. Let's block Cody. Let's start a movement on getting Cody Tapp out of here. Rob, let's do the hits.
The hits. Getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work, number one.
Well, as always, the hits are brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio repair in Kansas City since 1967. Well, Carrington, the top story in Kansas City today is very simple. The Chiefs yesterday went out and added another defensive lineman to the fold. Former Giant, former Lion, hashtag restore the roar, and former Cleveland Brown, Danny Shelton, is now in the fold for the Kansas City Chiefs. The fact they have added two D linemen post-camp tells you what about this roster?
They saw what I saw. Sometimes you guys talk to me like I'm crazy, and then it gets me thinking, man, am I right? Was this a right opinion to have? Am I being a hater? Am I being too negative? I sat here and I banged the drum about the defensive line, how it was a weakness, how it was a problem, how it needed to be fixed, how it needed to be addressed, that they didn't do enough. Day one of camp, they went through one drills and saw their edge rushing like, ooh, we still got Carlos Dunlap's number. Let's get him in here. Let's take him to Q39. Let's go ahead and get this. Let's go ahead and get this locked in. They then went through another week of camp and then signed another guy who's going to make this team in Danny Shelton, who's going to probably be a nice rotational piece at defensive tackle for this team. Defensive line was a clear weakness for this team, and the Chiefs have done a good job in trying to address it so far this training camp. I love the Carlos Dunlap addition. We're talking about a guy who has been healthy and productive. That's what they need on that defensive line. Healthy and productive. Danny Shelton, a nice rotational piece. He's not going to be a starter for this team. Nottie's going to be a starter at nose tackle alongside Chris Jones, but he'll be in that rotation. I like what they've done so far on the defensive line. I'm coming around on the defensive line. I still think it's a weakness, but it's not a glaring weakness the way that it was 3 weeks ago.
Two.
Well, speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, their top story of the day in Kansas City is Rashad Fenton has returned to camp. He's now off PUP and practicing. Chiefs defensive back coach David Merritt spoke with the media and said he's happy to get Fenton back into the fold.
First of all, to have him out there is big for us all. To see him go through the rehab and be able to have a chance to come back and be with his brothers on the field is big. And so the thing that we're going to do is take him through individual. And then he'll get a couple of the one-on-ones. And then after that, we'll continue to just matriculate him into all the other periods. And so it's great having him back, and he's been great in the classroom for us.
Hear all that
matriculate?
Cheering?
You got to matriculate.
Matriculate him back in. All that cheering is because Fenton is back. Carrington, considering.
that's what they were cheering for.
That's exactly what happened.
What
they were all listening to David Merritt talk, and they heard Fenton is back. Woo! Carrington, what is your confidence level in this cornerback group as they have been getting, quote, premium gas all camp long, and you were previously a hater?
Who said premium gas here? I didn't say that.
That's a you saying.
That's what I say. A lot of premium gas be given out. Gas too expensive to be getting a premium right now. You know what, Rob? Cut the beat. Let's have a serious conversation about the cornerback group, shall we? I am hesitant, but I am a believer. When they made the decision to move on from DeAndre Baker, when they did, it signified the confidence that they have in the young guys. Pete Sweeney was in studio earlier today. He doesn't have Lonnie Johnson on this team. They're really going all in on the youth movement. With Snead still on a rookie deal, Fenton, still on a rookie deal. Obviously, McDuffie, never played. Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson. That's who Pete Sweeney has. It is five corners. And given the buzz out of camp, given their track record around it, there's reasons to be optimistic. Now, some of this is a catch-22. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? I do think they're going to need to get more consistent pressure to alleviate some of the pressure that's going to be placed on this cornerback group. And when you look at the schedule that they have for the first 6-7 weeks of the season, you're going to be going up against some big-time quarterbacks and some big-time offenses. Rob, the first 7 weeks of the season before we get to the bye week for the Chiefs, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Derek Carr, Josh Allen, Trey Lance. If you're telling me that before Halloween, if the worst quarterback you go up against is a top five pick in Trey Lance with an offensive-minded coach in Mike Shanahan, or Kyle Shanahan, that does a great job of maximizing quarterbacks, that's a tough stretch that you've got. There's not a lot of gimmies in terms of quarterbacks that your young corners are going to be tested. The Chiefs feel really optimistic that their cornerbacks are going to be ready and able to take the challenge, and I'm inclined to believe them. You guys always say I'm not optimistic about something. I am going into this optimistic about their cornerback group. I'm not incredibly optimistic about their defensive line, but I'm optimistic about the linebackers, optimistic about the corners, optimistic about the safeties. But football in 2022 is about getting pressure on the other team's quarterback and using that pressure to create turnovers and advantages on the back half of the defense. We'll see if their defense is able to do that. their defense is really predicated on, I would say, two things. It's predicated on Carlos Dunlap still having some juice left, and it's also predicated on Frank Clark being healthy, being productive, and bouncing back to the mean for him. And what the mean is, if you can get 8.5 sacks out of Frank Clark this season and he gets you 15 quarterback hits, I think you feel really good about what you got. Is he going to live up to the $14 million we're giving him this season? Probably not. But can he be a plus? I think it's safe to say last year he wasn't a plus. Based on what Frank Clark even said, he said Andy Reid came up to him at the end of the season and said what you gave us wasn't good enough last year. And everything that he is saying, and I would say doing up to this point, would lead you to believe that we are going to get a new, improved version of Frank Clark. Well, let's see it. If they get that, then this team has a chance to have a really promising defense the second half of the season. If they can't figure out the pass rush, I think it could be really long for a cornerback group that doesn't have a whole lot of experience.
Three.
Speaking of people who are getting a lot of premium gas out at Chiefs training camp, third string or fourth string, whatever you may believe he is, running back Isaiah Pacheco has been getting all the buzz. Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride was on this radio program earlier today, and he said this about the Chiefs' seventh round pick.
I think his stealing leaving camp is running back two. And I think
running back two.
And I think his stealing by the end of the season is the starter.
So you're really in on this then.
I just think the organization behind the scenes really likes Pacheco, and I think there is some thought out there that he's Kareem Hunt like. You have to see him against opposing competition. We've seen him with Rutgers offensive line. So until you see him in an NFL setting, you won't really know. But that's a huge part of the preseason. Like, there's a scenario where Pacheco could really play into a huge role for this team.
Carrington, you have been a hater of since day one of Isaiah Pacheco. But do you believe
what
Pete
Sweeney? Hold on, no, I'm not letting you do this to me.
You were down on him. He went to Rutgers, 3.9 yards per carry, seventh round pick.
I'm not letting you know. I said all that. We have been haters on Isaiah Pacheco. It has not just been Carrington has been hating on it. Carrington and Rob have been hating.
This show has been hating
on
Isaiah
Pacheco. All I want is when the text line gets mad, know that both of us should be sharing this. We both have been hating on Isaiah Pacheco. We both are in this together.
Is it possible we've been wrong about the Chiefs' seventh round pick and he could become running back two by season's end?
Running back two just seems like a really, really lofty expectation and or prediction for Isaiah Pacheco. Let's fade the music down. I assume we're done with the hits today. It wasn't a whole lot of hits, right? You want to know how I know it's not a whole lot going on? The Little League World Series is on. The Little League World Series is, I know football is here, but we still got another month to go. That's prime. We still got time to go. Maybe this is where I'm just a little bit off on how people feel. What are the expectations for Isaiah Pacheco this season? This is what I think Pacheco is. And you guys can text in, call in 913-586-7610 and tell me if you agree or disagree. I believe that Pacheco will be a positive in special teams for the Chiefs. As a kick return, punt returner, he will be a positive for the team this year. I believe he will make the 53-man roster, and I'd probably put him at around 300 total yards from scrimmage. So running and receiving, I'd put him at around 300. For a seventh round pick and for a guy who to me at best is clearly behind two other people at the position, I would say in year one, that's a positive. That's where I am with Pacheco. And maybe that's what the consensus is. Maybe I'm listening to the vocal minority when it comes to this. But I think that's a pretty realistic expectation heading into his first year and where he is on this team. He is clearly behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He is clearly behind either Ronald Jones or Jerick McKinnon. Rob, I will say this. I am growing every day in my percentage that Ronald Jones is not going to make the team. I know you can't go off just media reports, but there's normally a sense and a feel. Momentum shifts. You want to know how I know that Joshua Williams has the momentum? How the team is talking about him, how the media is talking about him, and their actions. You want to know how I know they really like Pacheco? They keep communicating that they really like him. And today, somebody who has been there every single step of the way, every rookie practice, every mini camp, every OTA, every training camp, said that he doesn't think that Ronald Jones is making the team, and he thinks that Pacheco could be a potential starter for this team by the end of the season. So there's a lot of hype and momentum that I think is pushing in that direction. What's a realistic expectation? If I set the over-under at 349.5, would you take the over or under on yards? I come up with that number because last year Derek Gore had 361. When you add running and receiving, he had 361 yards from scrimmage last season. I wouldn't consider that person to be a major factor on the team. So that's where I am with Pacheco. Maybe I'm off. Maybe you guys are way more optimistic on Pacheco than I am for this individual upcoming season. I think the plan A, is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they are banking on Clyde Edwards-Helaire being big. I think that's what they're banking on this season. And I think they really like Jerick McKinnon. Like, I see this top text, 913-586-7610. C-Dot, you're tripping. I'm putting him at 607 touchdowns. Well, then you think that Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon are going to be hurt and miss significant amount of time if you think that. That's just not where I am at the running back room right now. Rob, where are you at?
I'm more in your camp than I am the texter's camp. I just think the other thing about camp that we keep hearing, is everyone talks about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Not his ability, but everyone talks about finding new ways to get him the ball, finding ways to get him involved, how he's improved in the offseason, how Clyde Edwards-Helaire himself lied and said the best hands in the NFL. That was the big buzz early in camp, is everyone was talking when they went to the podium about Clyde Edwards-Helaire and how involved they have to get him. Eric Bieniemy said he's a great football player and we got to find a way to get the ball in his hands. You don't start saying that about a guy if you're then going to turn around and be like, yeah, this seventh round pick takes your job. I don't think he's going to be a 1,200-yard back, but you don't go out of your way to hype up Clyde Edwards-Helaire to then simply hand his job to a seventh-round pick. So I think he's going to be a 350-ish yard back as the third stringer, which is a great first season from a seventh-round guy. But I just think there's too much talk around how the Chiefs are going to treat Edwards-Helaire for them to make him a viable option in year one.
Let me ask you this, and I don't have the answer to this off the top of my head, so maybe you do. And the text line normally is actually really good with this. Who was the last skill position player guy who lived up to training camp hype? I would say right now, the top three guys so far in the training camp hype meter is Joshua Williams 1, Isaiah Pacheco 2, Sky Moore 3. Now, Sky Moore, I think you have to put in a different conversation. He was a second round pick. Who was the last training camp hype guy like Isaiah Pacheco to really work out for this team? That at camp, there was a late round pick or an undrafted guy that everybody was excited about. We spent August talking about him. We went into preseason ready to watch him. And then it turned out. Because I can tell you every single season when this person has appeared that there's been an Isaiah Pacheco. Last year's Isaiah Pacheco was Fountain. Darice Fountain was last year's Isaiah Pacheco. Late round guy, undrafted guy, everybody really liked. Now, he ended up getting injured, but Who was the last skill position player, running back, tight end, wide receiver, that ended up being actually something?
I assume you say Jody Fortson doesn't count.
He had 37 yards last year.
We're on the same page.
He had 37 yards.
He had, what, two touchdowns or whatever? That gets people all fired up.
He had 37 yards last year.
The text line treats him like he's Tony Gonzalez at times.
I'm asking this, honestly, I'm not even asking this to put down Pacheco. I'm saying is, if we go through every training camp, I can find you Isaiah Pacheco. I could find you late round guy that Chiefs fans are really, and that's what training camp is. Like, training camp is, all right, there's about 40 guys that we know, and there's 15 guys that we don't know that we get to learn about for the first time. He is clearly star number one right now. And someone said, no, Patrick, the 10th overall pick does not count as training camp hype guy. No, he does not count. You don't trade up for a guy and he's training camp hype guy. No, that's not how this works. Are we counting Tyreek Hill? Is that it?
I was actually thinking Tyreek Hill's the answer, but I don't. The buzz around him was all like punt return stuff. Like, he wasn't looking bad at wide receiver, but it was mostly like, ooh, look at that speed. It wasn't, you know, blown away with the actual ability on the field. At that point, he eventually showed it.
I don't mind. If you say Tyreek Hill's the answer, I don't mind it. He got drafted in 2016.
Tyreek Hill's probably the answer that comes to my head first.
Yeah, and that's...
If you're not going to count Snead, because Snead had a lot of hype.
I'm talking skill position guy. Okay. There's always a running back, a tight end, or a wide receiver that everybody loves. Who is the last one of those guys that work? If we're counting Tyreek Hill, then okay. But we have to acknowledge that Tyreek Hill is a very unique situation. The Tyreek Hill probably should have been a first-round pick, but obviously we know the reason in which he was not a first-round pick. He was only training camp hype guy because of off-the-field issues. He would not qualify for training camp hype guy if he had got drafted appropriately as the fastest human being I've ever seen play football. He's a very unique. This guy, Isaiah Pacheco, pops up every single year.
I mean, it was before Hill, but Charkandrick West was training camp guy, and he actually had a nice career in the NFL. He had a 600-yard year 1 year. If Pacheco's Charkandrick West, that's a good career for him. But he was a guy, undrafted guy, showed up at camp. People liked him. He was before Hill, but he's in the same vein.
I believe that the Isaiah Pacheco hype comes from how over everybody is with their other running backs. Let's say that Isaiah Pacheco played wide receiver. I don't think we'd be talking about him. Let's say that he played tight end. I don't think we'd be talking about him. I think it's because he plays running back. I think it's really two things. I think number one, there's a lot of late round and undrafted running backs that actually hit, and there's a hope that you have that lottery ticket. Like, this year in the league, Rob, we agree there's going to be a fifth, sixth, seventh round guy that hits at running back that's far better than anybody thought he was going to be. That player could be on your team. Pacheco could be that guy. I'm not completely off the idea that Pacheco could just be that guy that does it. Like, I bet you, Rob, if we look at the last 5 years, we could find a sixth or a seventh round guy that's like, wow, that guy ended up being a pretty good starter. You could live with that guy. Like, let's look up Tony Pollard. I don't know where Tony Pollard was drafted, but Tony Pollard seems like a fifth or sixth round guy that has turned out to be, if he turned out to be Tony Pollard, you'd be thrilled if that's what Isaiah Pacheco turned out to be.
I mean, basically every running back on the Niners is that guy.
Yeah, you'd be thrilled if he turned into Raheem Mostert, for example. Be thrilled if that's what he turned out to be. So I think that's some of it. That we see those lottery, of all the lottery tickets that you can cash, late round running back is a good one to potentially actually pay dividends. And I think the second half of it is we are over their running backs, especially Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I talked about the circle of trust last week. He is not in the circle of trust. And the Isaiah Pacheco hype, to me, only continues to solidify that. That people have given up on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they are ready for anybody else to emerge, and he is the newest person to emerge. We did the same thing with Darwin Thompson. Darwin Thompson played a couple of good practices, played well in preseason. Last year, Derek Gore ran a couple times. Derek Gore's your fifth running back right now. He's not making this 53-man roster. Until they answer the question at running back, I just think we'll keep playing this game. It'll be somewhat interchangeable. You guys have been letting Rob slide on something, and today is the day that Rob has to answer for it. I'll explain what I mean. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Miss any part of the show today? Catch the Best Of podcast by subscribing to The Drive's podcast feed on 610sports.com, the Odyssey app, or find the link on Twitter at 610sportskc.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to tell you guys that sometimes y'all ain't right. Sometimes you guys aren't fair. This is what I mean. Sometimes Rob will be riding with me on a take, and Rob gets to really fly under the radar. You want to know who else picked the Chargers last year? Rob did. Rob was right there with me when I switched my pick. I don't hear Rob getting any heckles about it. I'm the only one that's got heckled about it. Rob gives inaccurate takes all the time on this show and flies under the radar. And you know what this season's going to be? It's going to be the season of accountability. I'm holding everybody accountable. Me, Mitch Holtis, Danny Hughes, Sean Barber, Rob Brenton, everybody. I mention this because there is a stat going around. I don't know if you guys have seen this stat, but 18 of the last 20 seasons, a team that finished in last place in its division turned around and the following season won that division. So there is a 90% chance, based on the last 20 years of the NFL, that this will happen. Your choices are the Jets, Ravens, Jaguars, Broncos in the AFC, Giants, Lions, Panthers, and Seahawks in the NFC. One of those eight teams is going to win their division this year in the National Football League. You just got to pick which one. I've made my pick. I'm picking the Baltimore Ravens to win the AFC North. I believe that the Cincinnati Bengals will be a wild card team this year. I think the Ravens are back healthy. Last year, they were 8-3. They were 8-3 before Lamar Jackson got hurt. They were about to make the playoffs and maybe win their division last year. They get Lamar Jackson back. They get J.K. Dobbins back. They get Gus Edwards back. They get Marcus Peters back. Marlon Humphreys, who got hurt at the end of the year. And I love their draft. I think people are sleeping on the Ravens. I like the Ravens to maybe be the one seed in the AFC. So I'm picking the Ravens this year. I've made my pick out of these eight. So Rob, step to the podium here. One of these eight teams is going to win their division. Jets, Ravens, Jaguars, Broncos, Giants, Lions, Panthers, and Seahawks. You want to take Denver. Go ahead and take Denver to win the AFC West. I want you on the record. I want the audio clip to play so I can play it every single day on this show during football season. You're picking the Broncos to win the AFC West.
Of the teams that finished in last place last year, and based on your stat, the Broncos have the best chance of going last to first in their division. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback, offensive-minded head coach, good weapons, last place schedule. That is the ingredients you need to go last to first.
Don't the Ravens have all those things?
Yeah, but you took the Ravens, so I'm not going to be like, oh, I agree with you, Ravens, and turn my mic off. That's no fun. Where's the enjoyment in that?
If you want to pick the Ravens, and just pick the Ravens, because this is what you've been doing. You've been kind of dancing around the Broncos. You really like the Broncos this year, and that's fine. Go and step out on that limb. People know where I sit with the Chargers. I'm picking the Chargers to be a playoff team this year. I think the Chargers win at least 11 games this season. I'm on the limb with my picks. I'm asking you to come on. It ain't that cold out here. Jump in the pool. You love the Broncos this year. You've got the Broncos winning double-digit games and making the playoffs. I just want to hear you say on this Kansas City Sports Talk radio show, and to the tens and tens of people that are listening, I want you to say, I, Rob Brenton, am officially picking the Denver Broncos to win the AFC West. That's what I want you to do, because you want to do it.
They are not my official pick for the AFC West. If you want my official pick, I think the AFC West looks like last year's NFC West. And in that comparison, the Broncos are last year's Niners. They're a really good team. They make the AFC playoffs. They probably lose a tiebreak in the division, but they're in. And once they're in, because they have Russell, Carrington, Wilson, they are dangerous. I don't know they're a division winner because I think they're going to stub their toe a couple early because that's what new coaches and quarterback combos do. But once they get humming, I think they are a danger to the Chiefs. But I think the Chiefs will stave them off. But they are definitely a double-digit playoff-winning team.
What is it about the Lions that people like? Am I missing it?
Because the division stinks.
Yesterday in my group chat, a couple of my friends were very high on the Lions, too. You are also really high on the Lions.
Playoff team.
Is this just a hard knock kiss? Just think about what you just said. Rob, you're a smart guy. You graduated from a great university, went to one of the best high schools in the state of Kansas. You are a smart, well-adjusted individual. You just came on here in front of tens and tens of people and said, I believe that the Detroit Lions are making the playoffs. You know what history tells me? You're going to be wrong. I don't need to see anything about the Lions for this upcoming season. I don't need to watch them. I don't need to watch any Hard Knocks to know that the odds are not in their favor of making the playoffs. You want to know how I know that? Because they've only made the playoffs three times since the turn of the century. Since 2000, they have made the playoffs three times. So you know who I'm not picking to make the playoffs? The Lions. You know who I think is going to be bad this year, like they were last year where they won three games, or the year before when they won five games, or the year before that when they won three games, or the year before that when they won six games? I'm not picking that team to do anything this upcoming season. Did you forget that they still got Jared Goff at quarterback? Did you forget that?
You mean Super Bowl starter Jared Goff?
Okay.
That happened. That's the thing that happened. You want to know why I want to say relatively more in the Lions boat than you? Relatively, because down the stretch last season, they weren't all that bad. They were in games, and you got to figure they've upped their talent. They tied the Steelers. They lost a close one to the Browns, a Browns team that at that point still had Baker Mayfield. They lost the Bears. That's a bad one. Beat the
Vikings. That's a real bad one.
Beat the Vikings. Lost the Broncos close. Thumped the Cardinals. Just smoked the Cardinals by 18. Lost a close one to the Falcons, lost to the Seahawks, and in a nothing game beat the Packers. They became a viable NFL team down the stretch. You figure they have an up talent level because Aiden Hutchinson's better than whoever they had last season. And they have my guy, DJ Chark, on the roster, who
you,
I wanted.
You're even struggling to explain how the Lions are. You can tell you're coming up with lies on the fly here. You ain't even saying it confidently.
DeAndre Swift was probably one of the better running backs in that class, and Armand St. Brown is a star no one talks about. The Lions can restore the roar and be to the playoffs last year what the Eagles were. The Eagles stunk last year. They made the playoffs. There's no reason the Lions can't be that same team.
Okay.
And we talk about how they got boat raced by the Bucks in the first game.
So you're picking the Lions to make the playoffs this year. That's your team?
They're a playoff team.
That's your sleeper.
When we do our playoff predictions.
You're picking the Lions?
The Lions are a playoff team. Wild card team.
Okay.
You're going to go all, you know, chalk? No. Be bold. Restore the roar.
Right now, if you want to place a side wager, I will bet that Jacksonville wins more games this year than the Lions.
I'll take that.
All right, let's do it.
I'll take the Lions.
I will take Jacksonville to win more games this year than the Lions. I think Jacksonville has a better chance of winning their division than the Lions.
You're talking about Jared Goff being bad. Trevor Lawrence couldn't fight the riding team last year. He threw more picks than Big Ben, who stunk.
Yeah, because now he has a real NFL coach. He didn't have a real NFL coach last year. He's not going to have to deal with a mutiny the way that he had to last season. They had a team mutiny last year is what they had. They got a coach that's actually going to travel with them back from road games.
Lions are coming out hot, too. Eagles at home, dub. Commanders at home, dub. At Vikings, tie.
Hold on. You think the Lions are starting 3-0?
2-0.
Okay.
Eagles and Commanders at home, dub, dub.
Are you high?
Seahawks week 4, dub. They're going to be 3-1 out the jump. They have the Dolphins in week 8. Dolphins will have imploded by then. Win.
I've read our employee handbook. There's actually nothing in there about you just getting high recreationally. You just can't be high at work. You're high at work.
You're believing a team that spent billions of dollars on Christian Kirk? Bold.
Yeah. All right, so we got that's a side bet that we got. It's a side bet that we got. Jacksonville will win more games this year than the Lions.
When Ronald Jones won't lead the team in rushing, you can just wash that one away with a possible win. But I want the double dip.
I never bet on Ronald Jones. I don't know what you're talking
about.
What? That never happened.
Talking about me sliding under.
I don't know what
the umbrella.
I don't know what you're talking about. Someone said he's a restore the roar. Yeah, that's what the Lions. That's what the Lions are saying. Restore the roar. Hold on. Are you picking the Lions week one in Survivor? Are you feeling that?
I'm tempted. They're definitely a salty week two pick.
Taking the Lions in week one in Survivor is nuts.
I'm actually going to save them for week four when they play the Seahawks at home because there's no way Geno Smith's going on the road and winning games.
Wow. You have a roadmap in Survivor that includes the Lions. What is going on here? This has been a very odd show today. A very odd show. I don't know what's going on, but the show has been incredibly odd. All right. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to our final point and how one of my favorite athletes in sports let me down over the weekend. I'll tell you who next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, the most miserable Mizzou fan in the metro.
My team stinks.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
If you've listened to this show, you know that I love Marshawn Lynch. He is one of my favorite people in the entire world. I will support anything that Marshawn Lynch does. How can you not support somebody who gives us this kind of wisdom?
So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken. You feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals. Because, look, we ain't lasting that long. You know, I had a couple of players that I played with that, you know what I mean? They no longer here no more. They no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken.
Great advice. How can you not love someone who was on with Bear Gillis surviving in the wilderness?
I got you, Cass. We finna go run up on a hog right now. We done made me a spear right quick. You know, little MacGyver, little quick thing right quick. That ain't no little-ass animal. That big-ass thing right there. Hold on, didn't you say this thing was aggressive?
Yeah, that's why. We gotta use the element of surprise.
I told you, man, give me the blammy, bruh, and I'll pop it from right here, though.
Anyone can hunt an animal with a rifle. This takes a little bit of courage and a little bit of skill.
Yeah, I ain't got no skill. I got courage, but I ain't got no skill.
Marshawn Lynch figured out a way to cross over and started getting that corporate money. Without ever changing, without ever sacrificing who he is, he's getting corporate money at this point. He's going to be working with Amazon. He's a major spokesperson for Skittles and Subway and a whole bunch of places. Well, he got a DUI over the weekend. Now, I'm not here to condemn anybody who's got a DUI before. I understand that things happen. I wouldn't encourage anybody to drive drunk, but this is not me to browbeat Marshawn Lynch. But in Las Vegas, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, there is not a city in this country that cabs and transportation is more readily available than Las Vegas, Nevada. There is not a single city in this country in which hiring a driver is more easy and more accessible than Las Vegas. Rob, if you got all the things on the line that Marshawn does, and you have become a brand, an entity, so to speak, you want to go out and have a good time, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to encourage you to do it. You worked hard, you get to retire at age 37, go live your life. But you're going to jeopardize all of those things, your safety, the safety of those around you, to drive drunk in Las Vegas? Doesn't make any sense to me. This is stupid. This is one that just doesn't make any sense to me. There's no reason to get a DUI in Las Vegas. There's not a reason to get one anywhere because of cabs and Uber. It's tenfold in Las Vegas. Walk to any casino and say, I need a taxi, and a taxi will magically appear like it's Grand Theft Auto. Doesn't make any sense here. I can't believe Marshawn did this. I'm disappointed. Someone says, you've never been to New York. I've been to New York before. It is easier to catch a taxi in Las Vegas than it is even in New York. Especially if you're on the strip. Walk to the front of any casino. You ain't got to do the work. In New York, you got to like flag them down or maybe call them. You ain't got to flag them down in Vegas. Just walk to the front and wave. And they'll just come pick you up. That's what I do when I go to Vegas. I don't drive. I've never got a car in Vegas. I'm about to just take a taxi or the monorail. I'm not creating a car while I'm here. I already know what it is. I'm disappointed in Marshawn Lynch. She let me down. Then if you see the pictures, I mean, this was bad. Marshawn, come on now. Come on, man. Thank God nobody got hurt, Marshawn included. Hopefully this is a lesson for Marshawn that you about to blow the Amazon bag. If there's any company's money I ain't messing up, it's Amazon. They got endless amounts of it. I'm not messing up the Amazon money. Come on now. All right, Rob, you know what? Tomorrow's our last day together this week. Let's be better than we were today. We were okay today. We were a B-. Let's be an A-plus tomorrow. Let's knock tomorrow out of the park. It's The Drive. Take care of yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.